Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a moment to stop in our busy lives and listen to God. First, let me read a few verses from the Bible. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 8 and 9. I'm not sorry that I sent that severe letter to you, though I was sorry at first, for I know it was painful to you for a little while. Now I am glad I sent it, not because it hurt you, but because the pain caused you to repent and change your ways. Early on in my ministry, one of the most spiritual and sensitive members of the congregation said to me, "Very little truth is spoken in this church." I was quite shocked by this statement and thought about it a great deal. As I did so, I came to realise that she was absolutely right. It was a very happy church, and it was growing strongly, but our relationships were mainly very superficial. We were all extremely friendly with one another, but to be honest, we didn't talk much about the challenges and tensions that we were facing. We carefully avoided the sharp edges of truth. However, if we're truly to grow as churches, there needs to be a great deal of honesty and a willingness to speak the truth in love. Paul had shared a lot of truth with the Corinthian church, and clearly his words had hurt them. He now reflects on the letter that he'd written and acknowledges that at first he was sorry that they'd found it so painful, but now he was glad that he'd sent it because his strong words had helped them to change their ways. Whenever we have something tough to share with others, we need to do so with a huge amount of prayer, sensitivity and love. It's not easy to share with other people words that might be very painful. Even though we might be absolutely sure that we're right about a situation, we would not want them to dislike us or reject us if we spoke strongly to them. We'd rather smile at them sweetly and hope the problem disappeared. But the fact is that the only way we'll grow up as Christians and church communities is by speaking the truth in love. Let me pray with you. Loving Father, help us to grow in our willingness to speak the truth in your name, and always to do so with love. Amen. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great day and that you'll join me every weekday for Be Still and Know here on Premier.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.